is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Amen. Welcome to our Easter Wednesday service. We have Wednesday service year-round here at Good Shepherd, so we always have an opportunity to address these specific Easter Wednesday readings and pericopes. So we pray that God would richly bless us as we continue in the day of resurrection and in the season of Easter, a seven-week season where we can bask in the glow of Christ's victory over sin, death, and the grave. Special welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio, worshiping online, worshiping via YouTube, the various ways that we're bringing God's Word to the people while our corporate worship services are suspended here at Good Shepherd. And just a special note, on our Good Shepherd website, goodshepherdlincoln.org, there is a listing not only of the introit, the gradual, the collect of the day, but the entire bulletin is there for you to use or to print off. A couple of words on our worship service for this evening. Our opening hymn, as we heard in our prelude, "The strife is o'er, the battle is done." Hymn 464. Following that hymn, we'll follow the order of service of prayer and preaching. Page 260 and following. Service of prayer and preaching. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we are surrounded by death. We are reminded each and every day, because of the pandemic in our world, that we are mortal. Heavenly Father, you sent your Son into the world to destroy the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh. Through his perfect life, obedient death, and glorious Easter victory. Heavenly Father, may his victory over the grave be our peace, comfort, joy, and confidence today and forever. All these things, Lord, we pray in the holy and precious name of Jesus, crucified and risen for us and for the life of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 464.
Thank you.
service of prayer and preaching, page 260. Page 260. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We sing.
Lord God is my strength and my song, and He has become our salvation. With joy will we draw water from the wells of salvation, and we will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make among the peoples, proclaim that His name is exalted. The Lord God is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. Sing praises to the Lord, for He has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout sing joy, O inhabitants of Zion. For great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. The Lord God is my strength and my song, salvation. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever.
We continue with the readings. Please be seated. The first reading for the Wednesday after the resurrection of our Lord is from Acts chapter 3. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified His servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he had decided to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One, and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that His Christ would suffer, He thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing the introit appointed for the day.
I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. I was pushed hard so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord.
The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let Israel say, "His steadfast love endures forever." The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 21st chapter. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he revealed himself in this way: Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it. And now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of the fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Common Responsory, page 263. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Our service continues with a brief review of the faith. We speak together the words of the Ten Commandments. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. We confess together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Amen. Jesus won. He is risen. It's after Easter now. Jesus has defeated sin, death, and the devil. And just after that first Easter, after that first resurrection 2,000 years ago, there's a crowd at the temple. And Peter says, in the name of Jesus, he heals a lame beggar. And he's got a crowd around him. What does a pastor do when there's a crowd around him? He preaches. Peter preaches in our first reading tonight from Acts. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. We cheer on Peter, right? Christ is risen. We won. Jesus defeated sin, death, and the devil for you, for us. Peter, in his sermon, begins to point the finger of blame at a crowd of people. Your God, whom you know, your God, who you worship. gave you his son, Jesus, and you killed Jesus. You killed an innocent man. You denied the holy and righteous one. You wanted a murderer released. You killed the author of life. You killed God. Get him, Peter. Tell him, Peter. Give them that law that shows them their sin. Peter is preaching, pointing the finger and accusing the guilty. And we celebrate. We enjoy the destruction of their souls. We are quick to accuse, quick to place blame, quick to judge, quick to point out the sin of others. This happens when your pastor preaches too. This happens when you hear a sermon. You sit in a pew, you sit at home, and you listen to a sermon. My husband really needs to hear this one. My wife, she's got to hear this. And boy, I hope my kids are listening, because Pastor, he's talking about them right now. That one particular person in church, I hope they're listening. I hope they're hearing this sermon. We cheer on the preacher as he points the finger of blame, preaching the law that accuses one to the point of utter shame. The pastor, the preacher says, you have sinned in a very specific way. You hear the pastor say, you were wrong, and you deserve to die. Yeah, pastor, get them. You tell them. Give them that law that shows them their sin, that shows them how wrong they really are. Pastor's preaching, accusing the guilty, and we celebrate the destruction of their souls. Just like Peter, too. Peter preaches, you denied the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. You killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. It turns out, Peter, your pastors, they're preaching and they're pointing the finger at you. You are not the one to be pointing the finger at others. Judgment is not for you to decide. God's word will be the judge of that. And now you're pointing to yourself. Now you know you're on the hook. You're hanging by a string, and you're about to fall into a bottomless pit, falling and falling. It's like a bad dream, right? No. This is a biblical reality. Jesus, whom you killed with your sin, he doesn't let that happen. The words of Jesus Christ are spoken through preachers, through pastors, and through Peter to turn you to repentance, to scoop you up, to save you, to tell you you have been redeemed. Peter preaches, but what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer? He thus fulfilled, "Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out." So now that you are, and should be, pointing to yourself, repent. You killed the author of your very own life. Then, point to the cross. Point to the cross. For you have leveled judgment against others, but for your hard-heartedness, the dear Son of God took on that punishment. You wanted to see others punished by a sermon. Instead, Jesus takes their punishment for all of their wrongdoing and for all of your wrongdoing. Hear your pastor. Listen to your pastor preach. Listen as our pastors point to the suffering of Christ. Listen to your pastor preach the bloody death of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Listen to your pastor say those words, "You are forgiven." Listen to your pastor as he points to your holy baptism that has made you clean. Hear your pastor preach. Listen to your pastor as he teaches you that God has bought you back by the blood of his Son. The author of life, he wants you to be as holy as he originally intended before we turned on him. Listen to the preaching of the Word of God as your pastor points to the risen Christ, who continually gives you his body and blood for your assurance, for your comfort, for your peace, that all of your sins are forgiven. Peter concludes his sermon, actually, later in Acts, at the end of chapter 3. God, having raised up his servant, sent him to you first to bless you by turning every one of you from your wickedness, having been forgiven, having been blessed. Turn from your wickedness. Turn your pointing away, your pointing finger away from others. Examine yourself according to the Word of God, taught and preached to you. And point to the death and the resurrection of your servant given to you, Jesus Christ, risen, having been raised by God. And finally, listen to your pastor preach that since he is risen, you too will rise with him. Alleluia. Amen. We continue our service tonight singing hymn 485, Long Before the World is Waking, hymn number 485.
Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, crucified and risen for you and for your forgiveness. This time, normally, we would greet one another. We would participate in the rite of fellowship. We would gather our offering. In our suspended service state, that has taken on quite a different understanding. We thank the members of Good Shepherd for their continued support during this time of suspended worship services and ask that you continue to remember us with your prayers and other gifts of time, talent, and treasure. For those outside of our fellowship that are joining us tonight, we are glad that you could hear the life-giving and life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ, and we encourage you to support your home congregations as well. Our service continues and concludes now with the Prayers of the Church, page 265 and following. Page 265 and following. In addition to those prayer requests that are listed on our website and in our news and notes, we pray for Good Shepherd member Ron Amack, recently diagnosed with a serious illness. We pray for Jan Poppy, the sister-in-law of Pastor Poppy, undergoing surgery this coming Friday. And we pray for all those who are homebound this day, unable to attend the corporate worship services of God's house. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all. For all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, especially Ron and Jan, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light. Grant that we who have been raised with him may abide in his presence and rejoice in the hope of eternal glory. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We sing.
Christ has been raised from the dead. Alleluia. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed. Raised from the dead, he will never die again. Death has no more dominion over him. Christ has been raised from the dead. Alleluia. I still sin once for all. Living he lives to God. Count yourselves as dead to sin and alive to God. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Amen. Amen. We sing our closing hymn, number 488. He is arisen, glorious word, 488. Dead, but now is living. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Amen. Again, thank you for joining us for our special Easter Wednesday service. We pray God's blessings in the name of the crucified and resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. If you have a pastoral need or pastoral concern, please contact the church office and we'll do our best to make a visit or minister to you as best we can during these difficult times. We pray that God would remove this pandemic, this scourge from the planet, and that we can get back to our corporate worship as we normally would. Please note that all of our scheduled worship services, Wednesday evenings at 6:30, Sunday morning at 8 and 10:30. All of our scheduled worship services will be broadcast on KNNA 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln. If you're outside of our listening area, you can download the app or listen on the radio website, thecross957.org. Please check out the Good Shepherd website. Vicar's done a great job of having everything up front and easily accessible there. GoodShepherdLincoln.org. And many of our daily devotions that we're doing during this time of suspended worship, and our worship services, including all of our Holy Week services, are available on YouTube. We have our own YouTube channel now. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church Media is what you would search. There are hundreds of Good Shepherd churches in America or in the world. So Good Shepherd Lutheran Church Media is the place to go, and you can zero in on our logo. That'll help you find the right page there. We do have new portals of prayer that started the first month. We have our new Higher Things devotions that started on Sunday, Easter Sunday. And if you would like a copy of those, please let us know, and we'll get them to you either by mail or by hand delivery. Vicar, good job tonight. Any other announcements?
No, that covers it.
Okay. Last but not least, thanks to everyone who worked so hard here at Good Shepherd. As we had treating the entire congregation like shut-ins, we had about 100 shut-in worship services outside on Maundy Thursday and Easter Sunday. The weather was brisk and windy and a little bit wet, but we had many people, from those who were directing traffic in the parking lot to those who were setting up on the inside. Even one of our members brought us breakfast on Sunday morning. The people of God working together in a marvelous way. Yesterday, we had our Red Cross blood drive here at Good Shepherd, and that was a great blessing too. Tremendous need for blood at this point in time, and we were able to do that and abide by all of the social distancing rules and all of that, and it was marvelous to be able to host. We pray God's blessing to you and yours. May your peace and your confidence drive away all fear, because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Amen.